This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. Small businesses are getting a break from the Corporate Transparency Act. We'll have more with Iowa Congressman Zach Nunn right after this.
When market conditions make it hard to turn a profit, it's time to reconsider your crop insurance strategy. Adding an area plan, also called county-based coverage, to your underlying policy can help bridge the gap between profit and loss, especially in a year of high input costs and low commodity prices. Farm Credit Services of America has the tools and expertise to help you determine if an area plan is right for your operation. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com to get started. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Recently, enforcement of the Corporate Transparency Act was put on hold. In theory, the CTA is designed to weed out any money laundering schemes, terrorism financing, and tax fraud. In practice, however, Iowa Congressman Zach Nunn says the CTA places an excessively large burden on small businesses that are already working hard enough just to get by.
Here's the reality. With this, there would be a challenge here from the Treasury's enforcement agency to hold every small business in America accountable for self-reporting to regulatory requirements. And in Iowa, that means 3 million small businesses would have to self-report. The average cost to a small business in Iowa to meet the reporting obligation is $8,000. That's $8,000 out of pocket for a family farm, for an LLC, for a Main Street mom and pop shop.
Nunn says this legislation doesn't even go after the source of the problem that it wants to fix.
Candidly, it's just too much, and it's not really going after the source of the problem, Chinese shell companies operating in the United States. I've got a separate bill to attack that, but most importantly, I want to make sure that the reporting requirement was going to go into effect on January 1st of 2025. The Biden administration effectively was going to say, if you don't meet our requirement, and they'd only informed, get this, less than 7 million small businesses out of a total of 32 million small businesses in the country, they even need to start reporting this. But if they failed to report, it would be a $500 fine per day per infraction and up to 3 years in imprisonment if you failed to report.
For more information, visit nun.house.gov. And you can find this content and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.